Eddard. He was walking through the crypts beneath Winterfell, as he had walked a thousand times before. The kings of Winter watched him pass with eyes of ice, and the dire wolves at their feet turned their great stone heads and snarled. Last of all he came to the tomb, where his father slept, with Brandon and Lyanna beside him. "Promise me, Ned," Lyanna's statue whispered. She wore a garland of pale blue roses, and her eyes wept blood. Eddard Stark jerked upright, his heart racing, the blankets tangled around him. The room was black as pitch, and someone was hammering on the door. "Lord Eddard," a voice called loudly. "A moment." Groggy and naked, he stumbled his way across the darkened chamber. When he opened the door, he found Tomard with an upraised fist, and Cain with a taper in hand. Between them stood the king's own steward. The man's face might have been carved of stone, so little did it show. "My lord Hand," he intoned, "His Grace the King commands your presence at once." Sir Robert had returned from his hunt. It was long past time. "I shall need a few moments to dress." Ned left the man waiting without.